We've been away again, haven't we, Chris?
We are so international and sophisticated. We're just away all the time. And yet we still manage this podcast.
Yeah, we still manage the podcast. I've been in Cornwall having a lovely time. I had an incident with a cream tea, but maybe more on that later. Where have you been?
I've been in Ireland. I didn't have an incident at all, actually. I didn't step on a sea urchin.
This surprises me. I think there's an incident in there somewhere, which we will get to the bottom to. But there's lots to get to the bottom of in this particular edition of the Eurovision Fan Podcast. Nullpois!
Nullpois is shameful.
Nullpois is lack of respect for Eurovision.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Nullpois is no fun.
Well, we finally have the news. It feels like we've been waiting some time now. We finally got that news a little bit quicker, though, than I was expecting this week. I was maybe expecting it to be a couple of weeks, but we now know where the Eurovision Song Contest, the 67th Eurovision Song Contest, is going to be hosted. And it's going to be Liverpool, Martin.
Yeah, Liverpool, the host city. A big surprise, I would say.
Yes.
I don't know about you. I think me and you were just so convinced it was definitely going to be Glasgow. I'm really, really surprised. This was the moment that it happened on BBC One when Graham Norton announced who would be the host city for Eurovision 2023.
The city that will host the 67th Eurovision Song Contest in 2023 is... Liverpool. Congratulations!
Yeah, what a moment. They cut to Liverpool and the scene, everybody was just out of their mind. They were so, so happy and you can very much understand that.
Yeah, totally, because it's such a big deal. And, you know, fair play to them. It's interesting, Martin Østerdal, the kind of head honcho for the EBU at Eurovision, which obviously organises the Eurovision Song Contest, he's put out this statement saying Liverpool's the ideal place to host it. The city's synonymous with music. Liverpool Arena exceeds all the requirements. We've been very impressed with the passion the city has shown. And I guess... That must be what's won it for them. And all the while, you know, as we've said, everyone was saying it's going to be Glasgow. It's definitely Glasgow. But Liverpool just came and won it. It's crazy. But I clearly it does have this, you know, history, this amazing musical history. So it does make sense.
Yeah, it really does. We've been so excited getting into all of this that we haven't even said hello. Hi, this
hello,
is Nullpois. It's a Eurovision Fan Podcast. My name's Martin. That's Laura. We are here. We're going to do some of the usual stuff that you will know and expect of the podcast in just a little bit. So we got Flop That Euro Bop on the way and so much more besides as well. Some of the other news to bring you as well. But we're just so excited because we finally know now that Liverpool will be the host city. I'm just looking at a tweet here from a guy called Ryan, who's just tweeted, incredible scenes during the Eurovision announcement as Graham Norton builds some tension before the big reveal by holding a card that on the front of it said Eurovision Song Contest Liverpool 2023.
So
he said it on the front of the card. Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a bit of a boo-boo, wasn't it? Yeah, but it's worth saying as well, by the way, not only do we know where it's going to be hosted now, we know when as well.
Yeah, we do. When?
Well, I know when anyway. Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be Saturday, the 13th of May. That's the grand final. And we obviously, before that, we've got the semi-finals on Tuesday, the 9th, and Thursday, the 11th. So I imagine everyone's going to be going wild now, booking up hotels across Liverpool.
I would imagine so as well. How do you feel about it being Liverpool? I think I personally... Even though I thought it would be Glasgow, I'd sort of, because of that, had my heart set on Glasgow. I'm actually really pleased it's Liverpool. The more I think about it, the happier I am at the idea. Liverpool is the home of music, really. It's the home of pop music. It's the birthplace of the Beatles. There's so much to celebrate. It's got some great venues, great, rich cultural offerings as well. Wonderful nightlife. and I haven't been in years. So I'm really, really excited to go. I think Eurovision will find a real home there as well. I think people, the people of Liverpool will be so accepting of it.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, as would Glasgow as well. But I agree. I've also not been to Liverpool in a long time. Even though I'm from Manchester, I've not been for quite some time. So yeah, it will be almost like going on holiday and exploring sort of. But yeah, no, it will be great. And like you said, they're going to put on a big show. Thank you to Naomi, who contacted us on our Instagram, by the way, who said basically, what's the bet that they're going to do some kind of Beatles medley in the interval? And yeah, they are. They're definitely going to do that, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll let you know how you can get in touch with us at the end of the podcast to give your thoughts on the big news. But we want a bit more reaction now. So time to bring in a Eurovision fan in Liverpool. He's the perfect person to talk to. Ed Weld is on the line. Ed, you must be ecstatic.
I am absolutely over the moon. Sorry, I've just been called a fan. Yeah, I'm absolutely in your voice. Yes, it's really good news. I'm really grateful. It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, describe that moment when it was revealed that, yeah, it's going to be Liverpool. Because it was between Liverpool and Glasgow the whole time. So how did you feel when it was finally announced, it's Liverpool?
Well, I'll be honest. I was literally walking the dog when I got a text from my partner saying, you need to get onto news feed now. but yeah, I read it and thought, it's a wind-up. And then I my phone kept on pinging, going, it's Liverpool, it's Liverpool, it's Liverpool. I'm going, oh my God.
Did you? So were you also thinking it was going to be Glasgow then?
A little tiny part of me thought so, just because Glasgow seemed to be really gunning for it. So I know we did a really good job getting it, a slightly better job getting it. But Glasgow really seemed to be gunning for it. So I kind of thought maybe it'd be them. And then I'd be like, it's okay, it's fine, it's only down the road. But then it's like, oh, it's home. It's like, I can literally walk to it. It's like, yes.
What do you think the reaction in Liverpool is going to be like to this? How will people respond to the city hosting Eurovision in 2023?
They will absolutely love it. We love a party. We love an excuse to get up and sing and dance. So I'm just going off my sister's example, because when she found out, she just rang me and screamed and go, it's coming home. So happy. But yeah, I think we're going to enjoy it. We're going to have a great time, and we're just going to love the fact that we've got a chance to host something so special and amazing.
And for people who maybe haven't been to Liverpool before, what is it about Liverpool that's going to make it great to host Eurovision?
Oh, right. We're incredibly friendly, incredibly chatty. We'll smile at you and chat to you about anything and everything. We'll show you a good time. That sounds wrong. But yeah,
we know what you mean, Ed. We know what you mean.
But yeah, we've got great taste in music. We are always welcoming. We're always kind of up for a laugh and up for a dance. So yeah, we're always happy to have an excuse to party. So it's one of the biggest parties in the world. So yes.
Yeah, it doesn't get much bigger than that, does it? With the Eurovision party rolling into town, Ed, a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh,
what are you going to do to celebrate? What do you think you're going to do? Are you going to try and get tickets to the thing as well?
Oh yes, yes. So I've already got an army of family and friends all lined up, ready to go.
All right.
Can you add us as well?
Yeah, add us on the list. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that'd be marvellous.
Outside.
Oh, that, and I think you're probably going to have to do that as well. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of people wanting to go. Ed, really great to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And here's to Liverpool. Wonderful stuff. Thank you, Ed.
Right. After that very exciting news, we've got to give a quick thank you to our patrons. Thank you so much, everyone who's been supporting this podcast, because there's going to be a lot of exciting episodes to come now that we know all of this, isn't there? So thank you so much to people who have been supporting us. We've got Jem, we've got Theo, Richard, Emma, Peter, Nathan as well. Thank you so much. We do actually have a bonus little episode if you are a patron supporter, which you can do just by going to patreon.com/nullpoint. Because we did have a little chat with a Liverpudlian drag queen, believe it or not, Minnie, who spoke to us about why Liverpool would be great to host the contest. So you can get a little bit of extra content, as well as we also have an episode coming at least 24 hours before it's on for general release. If you're a patron, you'll get it 24 hours at least beforehand. So do support us, like I said, patreon.com/nullpoint. And thank you very much to people who have so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so, so much. It's really, really kind of you. Details of how you can get in touch and just some of your correspondence in just a little bit. But time for an update now on something which we've spoken about actually in a previous episode, that OGAE, which is the Eurovision fan group, the various groups actually that exist right across indeed the world, Europe and the world. The UK has one and lots of different countries has one. They were running their own song contest. They just a little fun thing that they do in between the Eurovisions. Now, there had been a bit of controversy surrounding that, and it concerns Russia and Russia's war with Ukraine. There was a vote within the OGAE members as to whether or not to get rid of the Russian OGAE from that song contest. And the reason is that songs that they'd chosen were by artists who were promoting the war in Ukraine. And well, Chris, now what's happened?
Now there is no OGAE song contest of 2022 at all. It is cancelled completely. And as you've said, this did we realised this did happen a little bit ago, but because we were talking about the UK host city and lots of other things, we didn't get to mention it then. But we did think, because we have been talking about it, we should have a bit of a discussion about it. So basically, Simon Bennett, he's the president of OGAE International. He issued this statement. It says it is with regret that the bureau has decided to cancel this year's OGAE song contest. The current circumstances mean it's proved impossible to hold this year's contest within our traditional spirit of friendly competition. We'd like to thank OGAE Australia for all their hard work preparing this year's contest and to invite them to host the 2023 contest. So they're just saying it's cancelled for this year. It's not obviously something that's been suspended or it's never going to happen again. As Martin said, it is the issues around it were to do with the Russia club taking part and the fact that one of the people who was part of the song that they entered were kind of pro-war, and Ukraine's club took, as understandably, issue with that and said they shouldn't be part of the competition. And now it's looked like they've decided, well, it's just going to be too tricky to hold it this year, so they've cancelled it completely for this year.
Okay, so that's your update on that. Thoughts?
I can kind of see why they did it, because I think it certainly, it might have snowballed. There could have been more. The thing, it's worth saying that the OGAE members in general, all the different country clubs, did hold a vote, and they did vote to keep Russia in. So it's not like, you know, that they did ask people and they held the vote and they kept them in. But clearly with Germany pulling out and Ukraine and the UK, maybe they felt, OK, well, clearly the members of these clubs aren't happy about it. It perhaps leaves a bit of a sour taste in the mouth. So we should perhaps just leave it for this year. I can understand. I do feel like, and now if anyone has seen this, if anyone has seen Russia giving any explanation about why they chose a song that contained someone who was quite pro-war, I feel like they haven't given that explanation. And maybe that's another reason why they did this, because I do feel if Russia had come out and explained themselves why they chose the song a bit more, or said, oh, actually, we didn't realise this was a mistake, we'll choose something else, maybe it would have been different. But as far as I can tell, and I could be wrong, but I have not seen anything where they've sort of explained why they had that sort of contingent. And maybe that was the reason why they thought, you know what, this is just going to leave a sour taste. It's going to leave us ultimately, it's just a bit of fun, this this competition, and they don't want it to be marked this way. So I guess I can understand why they've done it. Even though they did have a vote to keep them in, I can see why they're thinking, okay, maybe it's just leave it for this year.
Your thoughts on this, as always, and you've been sending them in already, but continue to do that. The way of getting in touch coming up at the end of the podcast. Flop that you're about to come. We've been talking about going away, and I shall tell you now, I've been to Cornwall, had a very nice time.
Yeah, lovely.
But Rachel and I ordered a cream tea, because that's what you've got to do when you go to Cornwall, you've got to have cream tea.
You do, yeah.
And a cream tea, if you don't know what it is, it's scones, it's cream, like clotted cream, it's jam, and it's cups of tea. That is a cream tea. And it's known round the world, especially in Cornwall. If you ask for cream tea, that's what you get. Went to the bar. Two cream teas, please.
What? Sorry, a bar. You're ordering this at the bar.
It was at a pub.
Okay,
okay, which is I grant you slightly an odd place to get it, but still, it's on the menu. We want it. So,
okay.
Two cream teas, please, and then they say, "Oh, do you want scones with that?" Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's
and then,
a cream
and
tea.
Then I went, yeah, definitely want scones. All right. Well, just to let you know, our coffee machine isn't working. What? I just want to have the tea, please.
Yeah.
Then it eventually comes out as it's meant to. The guy goes away. He comes back 2 minutes later as we are there eating our cream tea and says, "Just checking, did you guys get your cream teas? We are eating them." What? Are you?
Yeah. What did he think a cream tea was?
See, this is what I don't understand.
Is it worth explaining what it is, maybe for our non-UK listeners, what a cream tea is?
Well, I just have. It's a scone. It's clotted cream. It's jam, and it's cups and a cup of tea. That is a cream tea.
Well, he clearly didn't know that, though, did he?
No, but he does work in a place that serves it in Cornwall, which is like,
you know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of when I went to Jersey. And you know, like fish and chips, you can get something called curry sauce.
Yeah.
And it's a very particular, and it's a pretty northern thing. I don't think you get it down south as much, but it's kind of like a sort of brownish sauce, and it's a very particular type of sauce. It's not any old curry sauce. And we went to this fish and chips I've been to the pub, I'm sorry. We went to this we went to this fish and chip shop in Jersey, and it had curry sauce there, so I said, "Yes, I'll order this." And then they turn up, and they've literally just taken sauce from a chicken curry that they have on the menu. They've just taken the sauce from it. And it was very thin. And I was like, "What the hell is this?" It was like a pinkish sauce from like a chicken Madras. Honestly, I mean, it was still kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna
say, won't
lie.
Why'd you call this? And they just assumed, "Oh, curry sauce. Oh, we just take the
just
sauce from the curry."
Just any curry sauce. Yeah, well, I mean, wouldn't you?
There's a lot of nuances in our cuisine, which, you know, if you come to Eurovision in the UK next year, if you're not from the UK, you'll learn.
Yeah,
you'll learn about these nuances.
Anyway, I've been in Cornwall. Cress has been in Ireland. And speaking of Ireland, there is Eurovision. Thank you very much. There is Eurovision news from that country.
There is indeed, and I'll be honest, nobody's happy about this. But yes, Ireland has confirmed for their national selection process for Eurovision 2023, they will be doing once again Eurosong, the Late Late Show special. And this is basically the Irish broadcaster RTE. They put on a show, and it is it's part of the Late Late Show, which they have in Ireland. It's quite a popular show, and it's a special they're going to be doing, which will include shortlisted Eurosong final entries, they'll be voted on, and one of those will become the song that will represent Ireland. Now, I was looking at this on Twitter, and amongst the Euro fans that we follow, and to be fair, they are diehard fans, the ones that I follow anyway on Twitter, this didn't go down very well. A lot of people saying, "Oh, it's going to be the same old songs that get put on there, very generic stuff." You know, remember last year was Brooke Scullion, who did a song called "That's Rich," and it didn't go down very well. It didn't make it to the finals.
Great, was it? No.
So yeah, I mean, it feels like they're doing the same thing again, Ireland, and it hasn't really worked for them recently.
Yeah, and it's such a shame because Ireland has, of course, such a rich history of doing so well at Eurovision, and it just seems to have taken its eye off the ball recently. Not that the UK can really say much against it. It was only this year where things have gone very well.
I do like the fact that we could be really snooty now, even though it's only been 1 year. That we'd be like, well, they've not done very well, have they? It's worth saying, sorry, I think I made a mistake there. It's not, the public doesn't vote on this. It will still be the broadcaster, RTE, which has the final say on which song and performer goes through as the entry. But you will see them all being performed on this show. And yeah, it sounds like people are a bit fed up with that being the choice. I mean, I'm trying to think, when was the last time Ireland actually got through to a final? Because it has been a while now.
Okay, fact fans, you know how to get in touch and tell us all of that. And Cress is probably going to be Googling it as we speak.
I am.
So we will bring you the answer very, very soon.
I can tell you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was going to move on. But
2018. Ryan O'Shaughnessy with the song. Can you remember this song, Martin?
Vaguely, actually, yeah. But
can you? Can you actually?
Yeah, well, I can't remember the name of the song, but I remember Ryan O'Shaughnessy.
It was.
Yeah. Okay.
And it came 16. Not that bad.
Okay. All right. Well, any thoughts on Ireland's contribution to Eurovision is most welcome as well. Right then, Nullpoix continues, and I fancy a little bit of this.
Flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap. Well, flappity, flappity, flap that Eurobop.
Oh, yes, it is time. It is time for Flop That Eurobop. And thank you so much, by the way, to our patrons who recently have been helping us out with this. And let's give a little shout out to them. Thank you very much to Jem, Thea, Richard, Emma, Peter and Nathan, and particularly those who have been helping us. If you too want to be a patron, by the way, you can do so. Patreon.com/Nullpoix sign up. It's only costs a quid or three quid if you really want to help us out. And you do get episodes 24 hours in advance. But if you do so as well, we do encourage you to send us a Flop the Eurobop, which Theo did last time. And we both failed at miserably, didn't we?
We did. But you're playing for time here, Cress, because it's your turn.
Did you know I was doing that?
You obviously were.
He knows me so well.
You were playing for time. And now it's time for you to sing a Eurovision song terribly, and I and you at home can just try and guess what on earth is this load of old crap that Cress is about to start singing.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, now the last bit is very, very recognisable.
Yeah.
Oh, now then. Right. Okay.
Do you know, I tried to do that in the style of Cartman from South Park.
Did you? It wasn't far off.
I'll manifest it a bit more if you need it again.
I will need it again. It's the last bit.
The problem is, I'll say this, is that when we have people send it in, we have it sounds the same each time. But obviously when I'm just doing it live, it will differ slightly. But
okay. If you think you know what this is, by the way, at this point, please do get in touch via all the ways. nullpoixpodcast@gmail.com is a good one. Or comment on the Patreon if you're on there. Okay, one more time then, Cress.
I'll try and really manifest Cartman. Me, 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 me,
me. Oh, this is. I'm gonna be so annoyed when I hear.
Yeah,
this
I think you will, because I think you should have got it from that.
Really, it's so close to being recognisable.
Yeah,
so close. Da-na. I've got it.
No, I was about to say this is your boom banger bang.
I've got it. I have got it.
No!
It's Losing Game by his face? What's it called?
I'm sorry, I'm gonna need the rights.
Arcade.
Yeah, I'm gonna need the actual title, please.
It's called Arcade by Duncan Lawrence.
Yes, bloody hell.
Come on. Yeah.
Yes.
Duncan Lawrence, Arcade. Hooray for me.
Okay. Okay, fine. Damn it! I was so close to you're not getting it there. Me, 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 me. There you go. That was.
That was. Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that particular edition of.
Right now, I'm sure you've got lots to get in touch with us about for this episode. We'd love to hear your thoughts, what you think about Liverpool hosting the contest. As I said earlier, we heard from Naomi and Naomi's thoughts about it. Naomi was pretty surprised that it was Liverpool, as I think a fair few people are. If you want to give us your thoughts on Instagram, we are No Poir Podcast on Instagram. If you want to get in touch with us on Twitter, we are at Poir Null on Twitter. Thank you very much to Bluezo, who was speaking, I think, about when I gave a pretty terrible choice of slogan for the Junior Eurovision.
Yes.
It was a little bit bad. And Blue Zone says, I'll never think of Derry Lee Dunkers in the same way again. I don't know what you could be talking about there, Blue Zone. Yes. All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about that. Thanks for getting in contact with us. As I said, it's at Poir Null on Twitter. Also, you can get in contact with us on email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. We really want to hear your thoughts also about the OGA Song Contest and, of course, Liverpool hosting it. So do get in touch with us.
Yeah. So much to think about as well, isn't there, over the next now weeks and months as we count down to May. And the 13th of May, we even have a date, the 13th of May for the Eurovision Song Contest in Liverpool. And just instantly things that spring to mind is, what are they going to do for the interval act? How much
Beatles?
Is... Yeah, obviously Beatles. How much is Ukraine going to feature? And it'd be interesting to get the thoughts of some Ukrainian Eurovision fans as well, wouldn't it? Because what will they be thinking of the place that is going to be kind of hosting their party? And how much is Ukraine going to feature in the song contest itself? What will Liverpool be able to bring to that? There's so many things to think about. We're going to explore all of that here on Null Poir with your help as well. It's all a bit of fun. We like doing it and we want to hear from you. Final reminder for the old Patreon, which is just patreon.com/nullpoir. If you do want to support us on there, that would be lovely. You do get early access to all of the episodes that we put up. Be great, great, great to hear from you. And we'll see you again very soon for loads more detail on the fact that Liverpool, I'll say it again, Liverpool is hosting the Eurovision Song Contest 2023. Congratulations to Liverpool. And we'll see you again for another edition of Null Poir!
Null Poir!